Welcome back to HBO Girls Rewatch Podcast. I'm Amelia.
And I'm Evan.
And we're so excited. I can't believe.
No, we're already episode eight.
Episode eight. And there's only 10 episodes in each season.
Well, except for season three. Four.
Oh, where there's 12.
12.
It's okay. And that's a little factoid to get the ep started. Last week we covered the Bushwick car accident. This week
we are doing Weirdos Need Girlfriends 2, episode 8, season 1.
What is it called?
Weirdos Need Girlfriends 2.
I hate this episode. Just right off the bat, this is my least favorite episode in all of Girls.
No, I love this
episode. I get so angry in it. I hate men.
Well, and I think anger is an underrated emotion. Like, totally. I think you should be getting angry during a TV show and people are really scared of that.
I know. Okay. Everybody's scared of the anger emotion, but it's one of the only ones I know how to have. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll do it for the both of us.
Well, it's doing cringe comedy.
Yeah.
Which I think is such a fine line. Okay, well, what a certain episode.
What?
Cringe comedy. I mean, it really is. Like, I keep watching people. The elevation of cringe comedy in a way to, like, manipulate a room, especially during comedy, stand-up comedy with cringe, and, like, perfectly master it is such an insane thing to watch. And I think they're kind of doing that line here as well.
Okay. I've never heard about cringe stand-up comedy, but...
No, there's so much of it.
Okay, beautiful. We'll insert clips of it right now, some examples. Okay, let's quickly do the synopsis and then introduce our super awesome guest.
Okay, do you want to read it or should we describe it?
We're going to describe it.
We're going to describe it. We're going down.
Let's try and do it in less than a minute. Ready?
No, I'm so scared.
Set, go. Okay, in this episode, we start with Hannah and Adam being like cute couple-y vibes. They're watching old videos of Adam as a child, and then they're just being boyfriend-girlfriend core. And then Hannah goes to see Adam rehearse for his one-man show and is being so girlfriend core, but then Adam freaks out and quits the play and then yells at a car, and Hannah gets scared, and then... Adam pees on Hannah in the shower and she's like, no. And he's like, oh my God, don't be mad at me. I'm just a weird guy.
No, he's just a weird guy. And this kind of episode where we finally see Marnie and Jessa have a collaborative friendship.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Where Jessa is kind of just strutting in to hang out with Marnie, which is like never the case.
She's coming to see Hannah, and then Marnie's like, Hannah's not here. And then Marnie's like, you hate me, Jessa. And Jessa's like, that's actually not true. Let's go nothing. Out.
No, exactly. And then, so they're kind of running into her own hijinks this episode, where they meet a stranger at a bar who buys them drinks.
And it is the cop from Bridesmaids, the film.
Oh, what an amazing call out.
Thank you.
Does he have an accent in that as well?
Yeah, he's Irish.
Oh, he's Irish. He always says Irish.
So then we cut back to Adam and Hannah, and they're on a run, and Hannah's like, I don't want to go on a run. And then Adam's like, endorphins are awesome. And then Adam realizes that he's upset Hannah and is like, I'm going to apologize by posting a bunch of pictures of the word sorry on a wall. And then Hannah's like, wait, I love you. You're so cool. And then the episode ends.
It was kind of Banksy. It was really fun.
Yeah. And that's kind of season one, episode eight.
I like feel like I need like a massage after that. I'm so tense.
Can we leave and the guests just do the rest of the episode? If that's okay. We're so excited. We have a normal girl guest joining us today to discuss this episode. Guys, open your ears for Kira.
Hi! I didn't know if you were going to say my last name, so there was like a pause. Sorry.
I only know you as at Super Kira.
Yeah, it's so it was the.
That's why I was like. That's why I was like, Evan, introduce her, but then Evan wouldn't do it.
It was the email that I made in fourth grade, superkira@gmail.com.
No way.
I still use it like as my burner email to sign up for subscriptions.
You started with Gmail? That's so hip.
Yeah, in fourth grade, I was kind of ahead of the curve.
I was, of course, on Yahoo.
Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Super Kira. And then I just kind of kept it as my username for everything ever.
Wait, what was your first username?
Mine was Amy Jazz Girl. My name was Amy, of course. And then I was in one jazz class.
You had the rebrand.
Right.
And I was a girl.
Amy Jazz Girl.
At yahoo.com.
And wow. I was Little Laz, but my dad came up with that.
You were what?
Little Laz, because my last name's Lazarus.
Oh, right. Little Laz.
Little Laz. Which is, like, I guess very descriptive of the situation, but I kind of, maybe I grew out of that. Maybe I'm average height last now.
Yeah. When did you adopt a real email?
Very recently.
Wow.
Wow.
SuperKira@gmail.com was my it still kind of is my primary. Mm. It's still the email, but like I email my psychiatrist from. Like it's still my, I just now also have like a business email.
Yeah.
But my primary personal email is still supercura@gmail.com.
That's incredible.
That it's your brand.
It's, well, that's also the thing is like, I, at one point, I think like a couple of years ago, when I was like making TikTok, I was like, should I make it Supercura? Like, this is the thing that I made in like fourth grade. And my roommate, one of my best friends, Julie at the time, was like, she was like, no, it has to be Supercura. She was like, it has to. Like, you cannot like change anything. Like, it's gotta be that. But she was right.
I think when you're eight, super is one of those words that like you only know a few words that are
super
like,
is just like
it's like super and super awesome. Kira.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It could have been like awesome Kira.
Yeah.
Very easily.
I feel like teachers are just like super job.
Or like super is a sticker you get. Yeah. Like on your assignment.
It's a power symbol.
Literally.
No, it really is. Well, it's like awesome 70 syllables.
Yeah,
that's quick.
It's mouthy.
It's mouthy. You don't want to say that in third grade.
Also, I can't believe you disliked this episode. I'm gonna come in hot negative. This is when you told me that we're reviewing episode 8. I was like, I don't need to rewatch it again because it is my most rewatched
you know
episode
it.
Of Girls of all time.
Really? Oh, perfect.
They're like this and the cracks in it are probably my two
of 7 to 8
most rewatched.
I should go to a doctor to talk specifically about like the anger that boils in me while watching this episode because I think there's a psychology behind that would be useful to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But I just hate the boys in it. I'm like, stop being this way.
It's so site specific.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hop into our first segment. Girl.
What girl are you?
Probably Hannah. Perfect. I know that is a dangerous thing to say because she is widely unliked, mm-hmm. but I do have OCD. I am a writer and I am a young white woman trying to find myself in New York City.
It's totally. So specific.
So on like specific. So she's like, it's like me if I sucked.
Totally.
That's what
totally.
Hannah is to me. She's kind of like my Wario. If that makes
that's
sense.
So funny.
Like Hannah's my Wario. She's my shadow self. And I'm just kind of watching her like take on the world.
You're like, I have been doing shadow work. It's watching girls.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been working on myself.
That's amazing. Of all the people we've had on as guests, they usually end up getting to Hannah, but they have to preface it by like, I wish I was this one. I'm kind of this one, but ultimately I'm Hannah.
Yeah, we believe them.
So brave of you to be like, this is my truth.
No, yeah, she's... Well, also, I feel like one of the fun things about, like, how this is a play on Sex and the City is, like, in Sex and the City, all of the girls... I think Bowen Yang said this when he was talking about it, but, like, all the girls on the show are, like, aspirational. Mm. You're like, I want to have the confidence of Samantha and, like, the tenacity of Miranda and, like... I want to have Carrie's wardrobe. And it's like, when you say like, oh, I'm a Samantha, I'm a Miranda, like you're happy with it.
Yeah.
But the question of like, which girl are you is like, I don't want to be any of them.
Yeah.
There's none of, you don't want to be
no.
a Hannah or Marnie or a Jessa. Like none of those are appealing.
That's true. Like Girls is about girls having flaws. Sex and the City is about girls being ideas.
Wow. Truth bomb. Let that, everyone, let's just sit with that for a second.
Let's do like a 10 second silence.
Silence. Huh.
What are you guys? What are your characters?
I think for this episode, I think it's so, this is such a good episode to be, again, Shoshana's not in this episode.
Shoshana
is a shame. That's what's missing.
But it's good that that girl got some breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she could go on vacation. Yeah.
She played at Spice Site. So it's like, I think for this episode, I would say, I think it's so fun to say if you're Jessa for this episode. I don't know if I am, but just so fun to play into the almost the algorithm of being a girl who hates finance men.
I think you are a Jessa in this episode in that you're such a girl's girl.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to hear about it.
Like when your friend's having a bad time, you're like, well, we're going to go out instead. You need to stop this. Like that's so you.
No, 100%. I'm rallying the troops all the time. And I also think it's very cool for it's like when you are rallying the troops, you have to make sure that you are caring about them. And then this episode, it's like, I don't think this guy is a good fit for her. Well, I actually did not think this through.
I feel like in terms of like fictional characters that I hate, I think Jessa's like might be number one or number two.
Really? Is it because of her dating? Well, actually, I don't want to ruin it.
Okay, that's part of it. But even before that, she was just like, I think that it's like that character and that type of person is like the antithesis of who I am as a person. They're like my foil.
No.
You know, they're like my genuine like character foil. If you're like in a Greek tragedy, like, this is my opposition.
Actually makes so much sense because you're like, I moved to the city to like build a life. Where it's like Jessa landed in the city and is doing everything in her power to not build a life.
She's very much like a Serena Vanderwoodson character in the sense of like she's just like a wrecking ball and just kind of like wrecks through everyone.
Oh, 100%.
And then the whole time is like doing the Serena Vanderwoodson thing of like, why is everyone mad at me?
Yeah.
Which is like my least favorite thing ever. She is actually, this is a rare episode where like I actually do enjoy Jess's character.
She is being sweet for once.
Yeah.
So like, that's fun. So funny because no one could be. I like that everyone's the antithesis of you.
Yeah, I know who I am. I know who I'm like, and I know who I'm not.
That's
like.
Actually so powerful.
I think we should have 8 characters in this show, and it's like, who are you and who are you not?
Totally.
And that's kind of a good way to do it. That's an amazing way. We should have the Wario and Mario.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Well, I feel like my Hannah's my son. I have Marnie Moon, Shoshana Rising, but Jessa's not on the chart at all.
I'm just kind of Marnie for every planet.
Sun, star, moon.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like I'm the guy who's trying to pitch the play this episode. Who's just like, nothing's going right.
Oh my god, that
fucking play. Okay, this week I was definitely Marnie. I've never seen myself represented so accurately on screen. Like just in that she's like, oh, I gotta like go and be a person. Like the way she's so calculated about being like, I'm gonna like be crazy. Like every day I wake up and I'm like, this week I'm gonna like change my life and be so free and random. And then I'm the most type A, like calculated girl in the world.
It is fun that she goes into the night like, I'm gonna let loose.
Yeah.
And then when like Jessa's like trying to reel it back, she's like, but no, this is like, I'm letting loose tonight. Like she can't.
Roll with the punches at all.
It's like, I've already decided I'm letting loose, so like that's what's gonna happen.
That's so no, you are so right.
And the way she's like, oh, this is going bad, but I said I'd be cool.
Yeah, I said I'd let loose. Like, this is what it's all about.
Yeah. Whoa. It's so mean.
No, it's so true. Because I feel like there's two types of people when you're going out. It's people that are so used to going out that it's like they can deal with whatever's gonna happen through the night. And there's people that don't usually go out, and then when they go out, they're committed to going out, so they'll indulge in every single experience of that one night. And Marnie's so much of the latter. Like, she doesn't usually go out, but she's going out tonight, and she's gonna do whatever she can. Or just like, I did this yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally.
No.
Also, her going through like the Facebook photos and being like,
he went to
fucking Rome, like, and it's like, girl, relax. I so am like, why are these people getting married and they didn't tell me?
That's so. Me, like the one boyfriend I had 2 months after we broke up, started dating a girl who was in his improv group. That is a true story.
Devastating.
She's also like a ragtime tap dancer, so I can't
compete. You can't compete.
I can't compete at all. But I remember, like, I would definitely, like, Skyscraper by Demi Lovato in the background of that scene is so good. But we've all had our Skyscraper moments.
Of course. We forget that Demi provided a service.
Mm-hmm. A ballad.
No, 100%. And then Marnie's also in those same Facebook. She's like flipping through like gay, ill, bad. It's like, that's so amazing. It's all about lens.
Because of course she's so sad about like the separation of like not having a boyfriend. But instead of acknowledging being sad, she's like, oh, fuck everything and everyone. I'm like, mood, girl.
That's so funny.
Love that crazy girl.
You have to get... I am a big believer that, like, in order to get over someone when your heart's broken, like, a lot of times when you get your heart broken, you want to, like, skip to the phase where you can look back on it fondly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the phase where you can look back and be like, wow, like, you know, maybe we weren't right for each other. Like, maybe one day in another life. But that phase only comes, like, two years later.
Yeah.
And it only comes after, like, at least a year of hating their guts.
Right.
You, like, actually cannot skip to the fondness phase. You have to go through the, like, I want this person dead face.
Which it's like, why? Why does human experience have to be?
Well, it's like, because I think it's memory always makes everything seem better after the fact. It's like everything, totally. When something's so close, it's so visceral, but then you always remember something better than it was.
Also, like if you love someone so much, like the only way to get over them is to hate them.
Right.
Like you can't, like when I got my heart broken, I curled up. Yeah, I'm always like snuggling. I'm always, it's just so, it's such a me thing. I'm so different. I really tried to do the like, I don't hate him, but I'll move on thing for like 9 months and did not make any progress in terms of getting over him. And then when I decided like, actually, I hate him, I'm going to block him on all social media platforms. Like that did the trick.
Did it do the trick?
Yeah.
Wait.
But there's always a little photo. It's like even you block them, you still can. Oh, you blocked them, so you didn't unfollow.
Yeah.
So you can't even see the little photo icon.
You can't even see.
Because even a little icon for me does so much.
That's a powerful little icon.
Like a little icon, even if you're unfollowed and you can't see their feed, that little icon, like it pulls me back.
That's so true.
And the follower kind of like, what's happening here?
Yeah, I'm like, interesting things happening.
I can make a whole story with so little.
Yeah, I can really tell you a lot.
A profile change, you're like, okay, yeah, they're married.
They're married.
They got married. Let's jump into the episode. We have a segment called I'm Liking This Part Right Here. So you love this episode.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Okay, also one of the reasons I love this episode is it's one of those episodes where the scene where Adam and Hannah are in the shower makes me actually cackle and laugh out loud when she turns around and he's just there. And then he holds up the shampoo and she's like, oh, no thanks. And then he still just like plops it on her head. He like plops conditioner on her head. And then he goes, for your split ends. And that scene to me, I like cry of laughter every time.
I get inexplicably angry.
Do you date guys like Adam?
No. Anytime a guy like Adam just exists near me, I'm like, fuck you.
Okay, I see that. That makes sense.
Are you dating guys like Adam?
Yeah,
no.
But I think maybe that's why I can watch him, is like I have no closeness to Adam. It's not like triggering for me. He doesn't remind me of anyone.
Is there anyone like Adam to date? Like four people.
We need to bring that back.
They're in like Oregon.
Being a little freak.
I know.
When he shows up staring at her, I'm like, I would commit suicide in the shower.
He is so funny.
Like the way his eyes are just staring at her silently and she's like, okay. And it's like after he just got so scary yelling at the person who like was driving their car.
Yeah. That scene is so funny. I would cry.
I guess if I up my Lexapro, I could like get him more. Be like, this is fine.
Well, you can like anyone more.
Yeah, maybe.
Totally.
I'm on 25 milligrams.
Oh my, so I'm only on 10. Key. So,
that
explains everything.
That's the difference between you and me.
There it is.
I'm just so curious to know what kind of shampoo he's using.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was shampoo or conditioner, but it was like, she had just said like, no, I don't want me. And then he went, it's for your split ends.
It's also so just like he put it here and then was like for your split ends. It's like that's
not even
directly like on her scalp. It was
her hair is so short here though.
Yeah, she has really thin hair. I think she looks so pretty in this episode. She's like glowing.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I'm like, think about that. What a pretty girl.
What a pretty little lady.
Yeah. Except when she's running, I'm like, she looks stressed out.
No.
That's like me when I run. Actually, there have been two times where I've had to run uphill. Like
that's it?
Maybe in your whole life?
These are notable because both times I was with different sisters, and both times when my sisters saw me like run up a hill, they started crying of laughter.
No.
And they said, they were like, it's like you're, they said that it, you know that meme of like Spider-Man running and he's moving like really slow?
Oh my God.
That gif. They said it looks like that. They said it's like someone trying to like run in water. It's like, they said like you're trying to move forward. They both said, they were like, it's funny because you're trying to move forward and you can tell that your body is exerting all of its power and yet you're just moving like sideways.
That's so sad.
Wait, how big is the hill?
Like both times if I'm running up any kind of like elevation, apparently my body is like very funny to watch.
I used to run cross country in high school, and there was we always ran this one race called the wall. And the wall is because there's one hill that's so stiff that you have to get onto all fours to climb up it. So it's so funny to see all these people that are running at like a 6 minute mile, have to get on all fours to get up a hill.
That's so degrading visceral. To get up a hill.
It's raining. You're like having to slide up. It was truly insane.
Yeah. Getting up a hill for me is like, I have to use every single muscle in my body And I'm not going fast. I'm going so slow. Devastatingly slow.
That's the whole point of a hill, though.
It is so sad.
To slow you down. To slow you down.
It's so sad.
To make you reflect.
Reflect.
Running up a hill is a time for reflection.
There's kind of a song about that.
Exactly.
Kate Bush said it best.
Mm-hmm. Wait, really?
Running up the hill.
It actually was the song of the summer this year.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
You didn't watch Strange Things? Stranger Little Things?
No.
Stranger Things? Well, I'm with Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes, the very same.
She's engaged.
Yes, she is.
I don't know about that for her.
19.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, she definitely had to grow up fast, so she's probably like 37 in a way. But I'm thinking Demi Lovato's finally 29 is really gonna hit home for her in 10 years.
What?
Wait, say that again.
You know how Demi Lovato has that song that's like, finally 29.
That was a deeper cut. Yeah, I didn't.
I
don't know that
That's
one.
A deeper Demi Lovato cut.
That's
yeah.
really, you have
it's
to be
like,
a fan.
It's like in the top 40
is
right now.
Is this before or after she sang To a Ghost?
This is like this year.
It's right now?
Yeah, where she's talking about how like her boyfriend when she was 17 was 29. And now that she's 29, she's like, I can't even imagine, like I would never think to do that. That was it your dream or was it mine?
Oh, ew. I mean, like, not for her, but like, ew for the guy. Ew.
No, yeah.
Really.
And that's how I feel about
Hannah.
Millie. Demi is a
such
Hannah.
A Hannah.
Yeah, that's so true.
The whole Froyo incident, it's like, that's such a Hannah.
The Froyo of it all.
Oh my God.
I've been really getting into Froyo right now.
Oh wait, it's
really?
So good. It's,
I
it's
missed
a
it
trend
when
cycle.
The pink berry of it all. Mm. I missed that. That wasn't part of my culture. I guess I was like in Canada at the time, and they didn't talk about it there. But
are you Canadian?
Yeah.
Wow.
Random.
Are you Canadian?
I'm a dual citizen, so I grew up in Texas, but I went to college in Canada because I have two passports.
Oh, okay, but you grew up in America.
Yeah,
I grew up in America.
Okay,
but
when you
my
say Canadian, it's not. I'm like the girl grew up. I had a
like I'm a dual citizen for Ireland.
Well, you would say you're Irish. I mean,
yeah, I would say like I'm Irish American.
You would say you're Irish,
but I would
American.
Say yeah,
I'm
American.
I'm mainly American.
When you say, well, you grew up in Texas, which is kind of the most American place to be from.
Friday Night Lights.
They filmed an away game at my high school.
That's huge. I'm rewatching Friday Night Lights right now.
Love Colby Schmulders, and that's the wrong one. Colby Collot.
This
she's not in that. Connie Britton.
You're
thinking of Connie
Britton. I know. I don't know, I guess.
Okay. One of my favorite parts of the episode was... Let me see.
Well, I like when they actually go back to the guy's house after the bar. Like, after he buys him drinks.
Yeah.
It's so magical for them. I love this fantasy. So it's like... After you break up with someone, you're like, I'm going to go hook up with the next person. And after especially seeing those photos of Rome... So Marnie's ready to throw herself at anybody who's putting any interest her way.
And it's like he bought a drink for them?
No, 100%.
Yeah. He got a drink and the funny thing about Martinis. That whole like sequence is like she's always like turning into Jess the whole time and is like, this is so crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, this is fun. Like she's very much the type of girl who like while doing something like a little bit wild is like, this is so wild.
Yeah. And Jess is like, I did this at boarding school when I was 12. Mm-hmm. Like I'm so over it. But, you know, I love that scene just, like, the way that it's written to, like, heighten is so funny. Like, we see, like, Marnie being, like, doo-doo-doo, and Jess is, like, beep-beep-beep-beep-beep. And then it's, like, he loses his mind when he's, like, y'all aren't gonna have a threesome with me. Fuck you. And then it's, like, he's not eloquent about it at all. Like, the dialogue he says is he's like, I work hard and you should stop being Mary Poppins and fuck me.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh God.
That's such a good monologue.
He really kills it. He's such a talented actor.
No, it's so believable that you want to hate him. I get why you don't like this episode because that man is so annoying.
Yeah, it just reminds me of like how men are.
And the thing is, it's so accurate too.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting. And I feel like it's interesting because even... 10 years ago, people in finance were moving to Williamsburg, and now it's still there.
It's still there. It's still we haven't gotten rid of them.
No, we haven't gotten rid of it. Amazing how the parallels are actually the same.
We have a rat czar, the new rat czar of New York City.
Czar.
Where is the czar of finance men moving to Williamsburg?
No, 100%.
Where is that czar? Get them out. Stop the count.
I love
when she's like, welcome to our borough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, that's so funny. When I, last fall, I went through like a big Bumble dating phase where I was only going out with finance bros in Manhattan.
So explain that.
I was just like, I don't know the science behind that, but it wasn't great. But I was like, oh, they should buy me a cocktail and I should like go talk to somebody that's like not in comedy. Mm. Mm. I was like, I want the opposite of like whatever I'm up to.
That makes sense.
But then it's like they had never been to Brooklyn. Like they truly don't know anything. Like they're just like, I get paid $100K and like don't know what I'm doing. And it's like, oh, you like literally don't have thoughts. Mm-hmm. You're all Excel.
You live in Murray Hill in like in the court. Flex
what's
room
that place
for some
called?
Yeah, it's like court. Or
what's
they're like building? Apartment.
I know which
what's
one
it
I
called?
Know.
Court whatever.
Windsor Court.
It's Windsor no, 100%. Court.
They act like their apartments came with furniture because they wouldn't know what to pick themselves. Well, you know,
they all look like that.
Yeah,
no, it's picked out. I think it's funny because the only way you can go on a classic traditional date in this day and age is if you go on someone that is in finance.
Like, yeah,
all you're doing is like getting like going to the park or like grabbing a drink. But if you want to get wined and dine, you like have to do someone that like you don't really want to talk to.
Totally. And that's exactly what was happening. And it just felt like so performative. Like they were like, this is what I, as a guy, this is what I have to do on a date. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's raw.
And I was like, I'm going to be like the random manic pixie girl mm-hmm. from Brooklyn. That's so crazy. It was hell. But that's what this episode reminds me of. It's like, that's what all the guys I went on a Bumble date with were like.
I've never been on like a date with someone like
in,
that
in that borough
no not in that borough in but like with someone because I feel like on Hinge what I'm really attracted to like more than looks is like aesthetics mm. and like if you have an
it's
aesthetic
so pan-coded.
yeah it's a little bit pan-coded. I am bi and that is a little bit pan-coded. It's all a little bit one thing about me is I'm a little bit pan-coded. But I am but like I'm very much more but it's not personality or anything. It's like literally just like
aesthetics.
The clothes you wear.
It's like how they curated.
The aesthetics. And yeah, and like, are you writing like, one thing I is a huge trap for me is like when they answer earnestly in their Hinge prompts.
Mm.
Like when someone's like, what do you like to do? And they're like, reading, like long walks. And it, or it's just like, I'm like, oh no, like you're taking it seriously. Ew, next. But because of that, that weeds out a lot of finance
yeah.
people.
Mm. Yeah, they're being really earnest.
Your facial expression when you said the books and the reading.
Yeah.
So good. You became the face.
Yeah. I just don't like it when men are
reading.
Or you don't need to be earnest on Hinge. It's not a
no.
place for earnesty. Well,
I think the thing about aesthetics though, especially for Gen Z, aesthetics are becoming personalities.
Yeah, so exactly.
It really is insane.
That is true. I also feel like with Hinge, people are obsessed with like dating the idea. Like the idea of dating, whereas like Bumble or Tinder, it's like, oh, I want to meet people. Whereas like Hinge, it's like, I want to find a person that fills this thing.
Yeah, that's really wise.
And that used to be Bumble. It's funny because they're always elevating one more. Mm-hmm. Like when Tinder first came out, that was for everyone. But now Tinder for straights is hookup.
Tinder mm-hmm. is also like, there's just too many people.
Yeah.
Hinge is like, if you put Tinder through a strainer.
Yeah.
Like there's just like Tinder, like because people get on Tinder and they're like, ugh, this is so grim. Like, there's no one good on here. And then they download Hinge.
That's my, so true.
That was my pipeline.
That's amazing.
I think that's the journey, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because there's a new dating app now where it's like, you don't even get to see the people's photos. You just get to read their personality. And if
oh,
you like the
it's
personality.
Love is Blind.
No, it's Love is Blind for a dating app.
But, like, I could never do that because so much of, like my attraction to someone is based off of, like, how they aesthetic. Dress. Yeah, it's their aesthetic. How did Adam and Hannah meet again?
No, it's so unexplicit how they met.
They met at like a party, I think.
Right? I don't remember.
No, they don't really talk about it. They're kind of just like episode one, they're like on a date. They're like in each other. They're in Adam's apartment.
But I don't think they'd ever seen him because the Craxton episode, she's like, I've never seen him in public before.
No, exactly. No, and you
no,
need that
please.
Water.
I've never seen him, like, outside his apartment. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, maybe they met on, like, Tinder.
No. Oh, you know what? It actually is revealed how they met in season 6 in the final season when Adam makes his, when he makes his movie about them.
Oh, yeah.
Like
wait, how is that?
The ending credits. Can I spoil it?
Yeah,
can
yeah,
I
yeah.
say it?
Hey, if you're watching Girls for the first time and don't want it ruined, skip 1 minute ahead.
It's revealed how they met, and it's that he was working in like a grocery store as a butcher, and she steals almonds out of like the
oh yeah
like, pick your out of the thing where you can like pick almonds in it, and then he like goes up to her.
That's
and
so
they
sweet.
Have this weird interaction.
So we have a continuity error.
Yeah.
Huh.
Plot
huh.
hole. Judd. Cinema sins.
Cinema sins.
Yes, cinema sins. Okay, we're.
Do you have a favorite part now?
My favorite part is actually when Marnie and Hannah are in the kitchen and Adam's there.
Oh.
And Marnie's really sad about her breakup. And Adam actually gives really good advice.
Oh my
and God. Like Hannah's like, Marnie, get over it. And Adam's like, hey, don't minimize your friend.
Yeah. I actually kind of love Adam. There's like a couple other scenes. There's another scene where Adam, I think, does it to Shoshana. He gives her like this kind of pep talk. And it's actually really beautiful. He's like, when you like a real connection is special, and when you know it, you won't hurt and you won't be afraid. And I was
yeah.
like, that's actually really beautiful. Like, oh my God. It was like actually very moving to me.
He's actually like that scene. You're like, okay, I do hate him, but I do see why he is actually kind of a lovely person.
He actually is like the most emotionally intelligent person on
yeah.
that show.
Do you have anyone in your life like that?
Someone who just like drops truth
yeah,
bombs
truth
and
bombs.
Wisdom. The only person I can think of is myself.
Whoa.
You very much are that.
I'm always saying things or writing things that make me go, whoa.
That's so Hannah.
Whoa, did I just say that? Yeah.
Whoa. For me, I feel like it's my dad, but only when he's talking about his dad. It's like dad.
Fathers
dad.
Talking
no,
about their fathers.
No,
that is actually, yeah, that's
there's so much truth behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, why can't you be this earnest everywhere?
Yeah, it's always crazy.
I think I'm amazing at truth bombs, but it's just because I like memorize like 5,000 inspirational quotes in high school, and now they're just like in me.
When I had this like journal that I kept like when I was 15 or 14, and it's crazy looking back on it because most of it's like teenage stuff. But every once in a while, I'll like find a quote or like a sentence I wrote where I'm like, wow, that's actually really insightful and beautiful. But I literally have no way of telling like if I got that from Tumblr or not.
Yeah.
So much of the journal is like stuff that I got from Tumblr.
Run it
like
AI.
Me like re-quoting just like Tumblr like
that's
deep
so
indie quotes. So like
it
now
was, like
I,
cloud background.
Like, I don't even know like was this actually like an insight or was this like or is this just me like spouting Tumblr
you're
propaganda
like, I'm the most
again.
Profound teen ever, or I know all of Tumblr.
Yeah, exactly.
And is there really a difference at the end of the day?
Mm. No, there's no such thing as original thought.
People are always saying that, but I disagree.
Yeah, I feel like I have original thoughts all the time.
People are like that. Every thought has already been
said. And I'm like,
said.
You actually don't know what's in my
I'm
head.
Like,
you actually have no idea what's going on up here.
I'm like, you don't know me. I actually say a lot of random things.
I do love an inspirational quote though. Like I was using my Finsta in high school. I was like posting like weird photos of myself, but every other day I'd post a photo of an inspirational quote and tag one of my friends. Be like, you really need this today.
That's a kind of like a Marnie move.
No.
Send
that
someone
so
like an
Marnie.
Inspirational quote and being like, feels like you need to hear this.
100 people see it.
Anytime somebody is texting me and they're like emotionally down bad, instead of like helping them or being there for them, I just like spew positivity quotes at them.
Actually, this is one of the best things. I send this thing that one time when I was in a sophomore in college, I got like really sick. My gastric system like shut down. It's like this
no.
whole thing. But I was like really sick for a while, and like I posted, I think, on my close friends about it. And my friend Alex Parsky sent me this meme and was like,
first
hey,
and last.
Hey, you'll see this meme is like what he sent me when I was like getting like misdiagnosed. I was like in the pits of my of my like struggle with like my body collapsing. It's a
oh
for the viewers at home, it's a monkey in a suit holding a gun, and it says, if you're gonna fight, fight like you're on the third, you're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
Whoa.
Hey, did that fix everything back then for you?
Your guts healed.
It was like, I send this all the time. When I also started telling my little sister, we've started like saying, you know how Joe Biden is using the slogan, finish the job for re-election?
Oh, yes.
What?
Me? Yeah, he's his like campaign re-election slogan is like, let's finish the job. And
I heard about this.
My little sister and I have started saying that all the time.
Wait, shout out to his team. That's awesome.
My damn printer.
Yeah. If you need motivation, look in the mirror and being like, finish the job in a bite and what really like motivates you.
I can never finish a job. I'm good at getting like 95% there, but there's always the last 5% where I'm like, I can't do
exactly
this.
And that's
there's
why you that's 5%. When you need old Biden and you're here saying finish the job.
Honey,
it's gonna be so sad because he's gonna die in our lifetime, right? And we're gonna have to be like, he's
well,
gone.
I hope
yeah
so.
He's gone.
He did finish the job.
Yeah, well, I don't know about we'll that. See
what job to finish.
Oh my God, what time is it?
It's quote o'clock.
My quote was, this is for your split ends.
This is for your split ends. That is so good.
I've done so many. Well, I think if we just go back to the Adam's phone call really quickly, where he's like giving Marnie the most earnest advice, and then he gets a phone call and he's like, what does he say? What's up, skank? Get
your
pussy
pounded. And then what's up, skank? Get a pussy pounded? He goes, it's my sister. Yeah, I remember that.
That is so funny.
I like remembered it verbatim too.
Yeah.
That's really
it's
important.
It's a classic.
That's such a like sketch.
So many times.
That's such a sketch comedy like button because it's like, oh, he's being really earnest. And then they're like, we got to return to our base reality of Adam being fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So that he's like, my sister's wild.
This duality.
Yeah. I love the scene where Jessa and Hannah are talking shit about Adam. Yeah. Jess and Marnie are talking shit about Adam and they're like, she's never had a boyfriend. So like, maybe she doesn't realize he's weird. But Marnie is like, I walked in on him the other day taking a shit while drinking milk and he just stared at me. I'm like, that is so like people in their 20s have boyfriends and you're just like, this guy is crazy.
Yeah.
And the girl's just so happy that you're like, I guess I'll allow him to be drinking milk in our apartment. Like,
the craziest men you've ever met in your life.
Literally.
Are dating your best friend.
It's so insane because you never see them in everyday life. And then blah, blah, blah.
It's like, where'd you find this guy?
No,
like,
right?
Where are you finding these freaks?
Where
That's
are
why
they?
I want to wonder.
They're rising out from the ashes.
Well, I like had this one. So my brother's 21st birthday party last year, like some of my like adjacent high school friends were there. And one of them is dating this guy. We tag him. But it's like the whole time we were at the club, he had his hands right around her for 2 hours at my brother's 21st birthday party.
That's so bizarre.
Like, he's turning 21. And for 2 hours, just at the most crowded club, East Berlin.
That people are always doing weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm always encountering freaks in this city.
Yeah, if there's one true thing in this town, it's people being weird.
There's so many weird, and right? They only exist to date girls
mm-hmm.
that like have low self-esteem.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There's so many freaks.
It's really insane, and I think it's such a Manhattan thing too. Not mm-hmm. to compare to, but like the freaks in Brooklyn, like you know they're coming. You can see
yeah.
them a mile away.
You know, you can see them. You can see the white. You can see the whites of their eyes. Yeah.
I also feel like the freaks in Brooklyn know what they're doing, whereas the ones in Manhattan maybe don't. Like Brooklyn, it seems intentional. They're like,
yeah.
I'm maybe random.
I think the freaks in Manhattan don't know they're freaks.
Yeah.
That's
I think
a good
they
point.
Think they're normal.
Yeah.
Which is actually the most dangerous kind of freak you can be.
Yeah, I went to like Say Case that. Western.
Yeah.
I love that school. It's a school for freaks.
Wait, I love in the scene where I wrote it down word for word. Jess is like, you look beautiful all stripped down. And then Marnie's like, I've never been this miserable in my life. And Jess is like, it's totally working.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
no,
one.
No, 100%. I even put that on the TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just so.
Natural beauty. It's like really Glossier that it got inspired from the whole concept of this HBO Girls episode.
It also highlights like the fact that Jess is like Marnie when she's not acting like Marnie is so much better than Marnie when she's being Marnie.
Yeah, Marnie's sad is like kind of the best version of Marnie because she's off guard.
Yeah.
And she's also like, do you think I always like being a type A person? It's like, I hate it. I feel like I want to cry all the time.
That's like, so me so coded. Funny. I'm like, do you think I want to be making my bed every day and doing my laundry every week on the dot?
Yeah.
I don't. And people are like, shut up, kill yourself. And I'm like, okay. It's hard. It's hard to be a Marnie.
It is hard to be a Marnie. And it's hard to be a Hannah. I'll tell you that too.
Yeah, it seems like a prison.
Easy to be anyone.
It's not actually, it's not aspirational or easy to be any of those
Only
girls.
The weird guys that we're talking about for girls, I think it's really easy for them. Because they find that one low self-esteem girl, they're riding. They built their whole thing around that anyway. Oh, you know what they're like? They're like the parasites that like insert themselves into green grasshoppers.
Yeah. Or just like parasites in general. They insert themselves into you.
I didn't know about the grasshopper ones. That's
yeah,
cool.
That's a specific
they, like,
parasite.
They like kill the grasshoppers by throwing them into water. Sorry.
Oh, I'm gonna be on YouTube later. I'm gonna be doing some googling.
There's all these parasites that make insects kill themselves.
Suicide. Insect suicide. It's an epidemic. It's an
epidemic.
Okay.
Have you guys ever had this like moment, like had a moment similar to this episode where you're like dating someone or you're seeing someone and then realize like very suddenly that who you're with is like weird?
Yeah, all the time. I remember I was hooking up with this guy before we even had hooked up. He just like started bawling, crying. He's like, so beautiful. I was like, well, it's just like, we can have a conversation.
Yeah, are you okay? Yeah. Huh. That's always a really scary moment when you realize the person you're with is weird.
Wait, tell us your story.
Yeah, there's
I'm trying to think of.
Honey, one. Baby genius, speak it out.
Baby genius. I'm actually like trying to think of one. And it's just, I just date so little that it doesn't happen often.
Well, what about like friendships? I feel like there's sometimes when you first meet, I guess it's like that's not committed. Oh yeah,
that happens too, of course. Like when you're friends with someone and they say something or they do something and you're like, oh.
I know.
No, yeah. As somebody who is always moving to a new city and then like trying to befriend random people and then being like, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah.
Like it's just so hard to know because you're like so like, well, I just need to meet a bunch of people. We'll see like where it goes. And then it's like I have like somebody has attached themselves to me.
Parasite.
Yeah. And then I'm like trapped. And then they're like, you're blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I don't think this happens to me very often because like.
You seem a very good judge of character.
Thank you so much for saying that. Not to like gas myself up, but I think that one thing I am good at is judging people's character like very. Like from the get-go.
Yeah.
And I also have like a very, very low tolerance and threshold for like putting energy into like meeting new people.
So what do you think of us?
So I mean, like we're best friends. You're coming to my wedding.
We're locking this in.
Yeah, exactly. This is locked in. This is happening. There's no turning back. But like I remember my old roommate used to go on so many like Hinge dates when she was single, like maybe 3 weeks, and I was like, how do you do that? And she was like, well, I just like meeting new people. Like, I just like meeting new people, talking to them. Like, even if it doesn't work out, like, I have fun just like seeing what they're about. And I was like,
that's
shocking to me. Like, totally. For me, I would never say like I like meeting new people.
I'm not like, Evan's so like that. Like, every day Evan meets 25 new people and is like, I love them all. They're all awesome. I want to be everyone's best friend. And I'm like, I make two friends and I'm like, well, that's enough for the rest of my life.
I think that my thing is like, unless I click with someone, like, I really don't need to put the effort in. I feel like also that was something I learned in college is, like, I think is, like, if you don't click with someone, like, there's no amount of time you're going to spend with them that's going to make you click. And, like, I already have, like, such a good group of friends that I do, like, really, really click with.
Yeah.
Like, we're on the same level so much that, like, I think I just have really good friends. So I have, like, a really high barometer of, like, what I want in interaction. Like do we have the same sense of humor? Like, do we have things in common? Like, I don't know. Like, I just have I'm just so lazy. Totally. And I have such good friends already that I feel like unless I like click with someone off the bat, like I'm doing with you guys right now.
Wow.
That's the clicking. Like, I don't like I just like can't be bothered.
That's really powerful, and I wish I had that trait.
Well, I think especially doing comedy, but I'm so community oriented, and I think community can look like two things. It's either like your chosen family, and I feel like that's the route you're going down, where it's like you really invest yourselves into few connections. Where for me, it's like I get such a sense of joy. Like, I go through a walk through Williamsburg, and like I run into people I know, and like love doing that.
Yeah.
And like it's just like I like having all these like small. There's like soft connections with people.
Yeah, little connections are nice.
It's really, it brings me so much joy. Like, I just like having like little random interactions are kind of my spice of life.
That's so true.
I love running into people.
I just feel like I was such a people pleaser. And so if I didn't automatically click with someone, I'm like, well, that's my fault. And it has nothing to do with them. But now that I'm like kind of moving away from that, it's like, I'm always like hanging out with people and then people are like, you hate that person. Stop hanging out with them. And I'm like, oh yeah. Like, I don't have to force this to work.
It's See, I'm such an egomaniac that it's the opposite. Like, if I don't click with someone, I'm like, well, they're not cool.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think that. I'm not like a bitch or a mean girl, but it's very much not a thing of, I never think that I'm the problem.
Right. I'm always like, I can change my personality and be like more.
We can tell you, you're not the problem. It can never be you.
Thank you. It's true. I've never been wrong.
No, I believe that. Mm-hmm.
I actually really do believe that.
It's true. I wouldn't lie.
Perfect. Well,
I think
honesty is really important to me.
Me too. Wait, okay. We're clicking.
No, exactly. I guess I don't think you can survive if you think you're wrong all the time. Like, you have to go into a lot of, if you want to be successful, I think a lot of things you have to think you're right. Because you need that confidence. Because it's so hard to muster confidence as it begins with. So to even think you're wrong going into something, it's like, that's why criminals are able to do what they can. Because they think they're right in some level.
Yeah.
That's true. What's who played Maleficent?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie said she could play Maleficent because she was like, nobody thinks they're the villain of their own story.
No, exactly.
Like, nobody thinks they're being the mean one. Okay, my final quote that I wanted to say was, the guy, when he's having his monologue, where he's so mad at them because they spill wine on the rug, he's like, I want to be balls deep in something. No more Mary Poppins shit.
He's like, I don't care what.
That's not fair. I want to be a part of the group.
That is funny. That part. Like, I want to be a part of the group.
Yeah, it's like, you guys don't get to just like make out without me. Like, I have to be included. This isn't fair. Like, it's so like he becomes a little boy that's like, I'm not getting what I want.
Yeah, that's so good.
It's so funny.
And he also is like, I see that nose. I know there's, there's no way there's cartilage that divine. And it's like, as someone who's got a nose job, there's no way that nose is real. It's such a perfect sea slope.
Wait, he's like, I came to Williamsburg after being in the real world all day.
That is really good.
Manhattan is the real world.
Williamsburg, as if it's like China.
Yeah.
Well, is Williamsburg so, LA coded? Like, in the sense that no one really has like jobs.
It's not.
People have jobs here, but like, not in it. Like, LA is so much about, like, in my sense, it's like people don't really have traditional jobs or kind of like,
because they're all like acting. Yeah.
In LA, people literally just don't have jobs. In Williamsburg, people just don't have 9-to-5 jobs.
You're gonna end up in LA.
Yeah. What?
You're gonna end up in LA for a little.
I would like not to. I have my extended family lives in LA. So no way. I enjoy it, but I want to spend my 20s.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from Bethesda, Maryland.
Oh.
Which is basically, it's a suburb of DC.
I went to
Maryland. Do you know that one YouTuber?
I transferred, but yeah.
That's like right next to me.
Oh, I know. You're right there?
Yeah.
Love that Barnes & Noble. I'm so sad it closed down.
Oh, my God. We lost.
We lost Barnes & Noble.
Wait, do you know Anthropology? Best Dress?
Yes. Anthropology. And all, like, Barnes & Noble was like, that was where we hung out.
No, 100%.
Like, that was the spot.
Wait, what year did you graduate?
Of college or high school?
High school.
High school 2017.
Oh, do you know my friend Sophie Lieber?
Yes, I do.
One of my best friends from college.
I know Sophie Lieber. We were in sketch comedy in high school together.
No, one of my best friends. I lived with her in college.
Your high school had sketch comedy?
Jacob Weaver and Nick. They all went to Tulane.
Yes, yeah, I know them. Yeah. But Sophie Lieber, like, literally, like, we were, like, on talent show acting
she's
together.
She's my favorite person. And she's getting married.
Yes, I know. I saw.
Oh, it's amazing. Because when everyone else is getting married at 24, it's like, I'm so mad at them.
Yeah, but when she does it, it's, like, really cool.
It's so cool.
I'm like, oh, this is actually awesome. It's like two cool young people, like, getting married.
It's like, they actually are in love. So, yeah. And it's like, when I see anyone else doing it, I'm like, shut the hell up. You can't get married.
Yeah, I'm like, lame. But when I said it, I was like, oh, wow, cool girl gets married. Like, it was very that.
Is this the girl you showed me their Instagram, like, 2 months ago? And you were like, I'm so happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Evan was, like, running around the house, like, I'm so happy.
Aww. I'm so happy. It's going to be the perfect New Orleans wedding.
I forgot. That's so nice.
They're such a good couple. Aww. Keep that all in.
I'll keep that all in. Yeah, I think that as somebody here not knowing what was going on, I can relate to the listener not knowing what was going on. And I have to say I was having an amazing time.
No, mm-hmm. It's just like it's like so beautiful to see actual love. It's like kind of Adam and Hannah coded in a way where it's like they're both young, but it's like in a lot of ways it's so like mature in a sense of not that Luke, the boyfriend, is like Adam, but it's like that's like more effervescent, like there's like an actual like emotional like
mm-hmm. We've got to send them this episode
where it's not just like it's not like it's the most responsible choice, but it just makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. Or some marriages where it's based out of responsibility.
Yeah, that's so true.
So true.
Do you guys ship Hannah and Adam? I do.
Ultimately, yeah. Against my will.
That was a reluctant.
Yeah.
No, you really have to.
I'm like, well, it's good that she has him.
But you don't want them to end up together.
But I don't think they should end up together.
Then you don't ship them.
I don't ship them. Yeah. Sorry, I lied the first time.
Oh, are we burning this candle? I mean, the flower?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
We just baked the damn flower.
Okay, I threw a birthday party this weekend, and, like, so many people brought me flowers.
That's really
Nobody's
lovely.
Ever brought me flowers.
I
like,
love flowers.
I was like, I love my life. People are so nice to me.
I love flowers, and I love getting them as a gift.
So sweet.
It's the best day ever.
Okay, let's jump into our last segment.
That outfit in Brooklyn.
That is the ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen.
What's a 10-year difference? What's the lens here? What's a decade later that it's like, that happened then, you can't happen now?
Mm. Mm. In this episode?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many. I think...
Maybe, honestly, the whole Jessa, Marnie, Chris Dowd thing. Yeah. This is the pre-Me Too.
No, 100%.
I know. I don't think that would happen anymore. I think Marnie would be... a Me Too fluent and not let it happen.
Yeah, I think she would be like, she would like really yell at him.
Yeah.
And let him have it.
She'd be like, fuck you. I know about the hashtag.
Yeah. You know what? I think women are less likely to put up with crazy finance men. Not to get deep, but like
go for
the whole
it.
Thing with like Me Too and like why it's important. It's like my mom was like sexually harassed by this guy when she first started working at the Washington Post. And she was telling me that it's like when you're getting sexually harassed, like you or like back then, because like this was like the 80s or something. It's like you think it's only happening to you.
Yeah.
Like you have no clue that like they're doing it to other women or other people. Like you literally just think it's happening to you. And then like years later, like they called her and was like, oh, like did this guy do this to you? Like this girl's complaining about her. And then she was like, yes, he did. Oh, but it's like the... We really take for granted the shared knowledge that we have now as women that if you are being sexually harassed, he is likely doing it to other people.
Yeah.
And the knowledge of like, if you come forward, there will very likely be other
like
people.
Like 30 other people.
Who can back up your story.
Yeah.
Is like actually so huge.
I think because of the whole Me Too movement and like we finally have, it's kind of like we're making men apologize. We're in our apology era of some sort, especially in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's so interesting to watch them do comedy because the only thing they can talk about is being like weird around women. It's like all these straight male comedians can talk about now is being weird around women.
Being bad with women.
Yeah.
But not in a sexist way.
No, in a sexist way.
In a way that they're like, I'm a flop.
Yeah, very that.
And you're like, okay.
That's literally all they're allowed to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that, it's like, could Adam feasibly do a one-man play, like, as a straight white man? Could he do a like, one-man play? Like, nobody would support that.
Everyone would be like, wow, another opportunity being given to, like, a white man.
Yeah. It was like, at least
experience.
Be gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, British.
He would definitely have, like, a Twitter thread about him.
Yeah.
What's that guy, the guy from West Elm?
West Elm Caleb. Yeah, yeah.
Caleb? Do you guys know him?
That could be Adam.
Yeah, yeah. He would absolutely be like a Twitter guy at the moment. Yeah, he'd be viral.
Adam, like,
this
still
guy
would
sent
be
me
Western.
A photo of his penis with a squirrel wrapped around it. He did it to 20 other women. They're all talking about it on the internet.
Like, that would be viral.
I love it. Anything else in this episode?
Yeah, I think we didn't touch on two important things here. What? The mashup when he's a DJ.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That's huge. I forgot about the mashup.
The way the Facebook photos of Charlie and What's Her Face in Rome are the square Kelvin filter from Instagram.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like they took that from Instagram to upload to Facebook, and it's like, that's so funny.
It's really good. It's a moment in time.
Yeah, and the album is just called like
also
Europe.
Facebook albums instead of
100%.
Now it would be like
a carousel.
Dump.
Yeah.
One last line. I'm so sorry.
No. Let's hear
I
it.
Like when Jess
goes,
let's
close it out.
What is a venture capitalist? It sounds like a kind of explorer, but it can't be the case.
Good.
It's like it's so true. It's like there's so many these jobs have the
they're
craziest
fake.
Name.
They're fake jobs.
User experience designer. You're what are you doing? You're putting stuff into a PowerPoint template. Essentially,
exactly.
Every job has such a cooler name than it actually is.
You just roasted yourself.
Yeah, I can do that.
Totally. You got me there. Wait, did you watch Girls when it originally came out?
Maybe like a year or two after it originally came out. I was watching it like. Season six, I watched a lot.
Did you hang out with your parents a lot growing up?
Define hang out.
Like you were their best friend.
No. I was a really popular child.
Oh, cool.
But I also have like good relationships with my parents.
Oh, that's amazing.
I said I was popular as a kid, and that was surprising to you guys.
Like, there's no way. Maybe Bethesda High School, that makes
sense. I do love that you're like, I was really popular, but I also have a good relationship with my parents. As if it all. Is it possible?
I actually really, I had a wonderful childhood.
You talk so mature, though.
Well, my parents are very... I come from a very fast-talking family.
It's Gilmore Girls coded.
My mom is... I'm very much like a clone of my mom, and she's a very good talker.
Okay, that's what it is. Because you're so fast, and it's like... The only people I know that are fast are hanging out a lot with their older people.
I definitely like... I'm good at like mimicking language. I feel like I tend to do that. I really like mimic the way my mom talks.
Wait, can we bring your mom on this pod?
You would love her.
I would love her.
You would love Nell.
We're getting your mom on next.
Mm-hmm. Is she redhead?
Yeah, she's a redhead. She red? Like me. Yeah, she is a redhead like me. Her name is Nellie.
Is your whole family redhead?
No, it's just me and my mom.
Whoa. Oh my god, it is Gilmore Girls code.
I know.
Those blue eyes, redheads.
But you have a sister?
I have two sisters.
And they have brown hair?
Which order I am.
You're middle?
Middle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone guesses correctly. I don't know why. You know, everyone always guesses middle.
Well, you don't seem the oldest, but it's you don't seem thing. The youngest.
Yeah, yeah, I do seem like the middle child.
Yeah.
That's true. I have that energy.
I'm middle child, too.
I'm not. I'm oldest. What should we finish this out on?
Well, we should just go. Okay, do you want to say anything else about girls while you're here?
I would just like to say that this program is so important to me. Yeah. And it is.
Wait, did you actually move here because?
No.
Okay. But you
I'm not like... insane.
I moved here because I saw it. Yeah, so don't bully me. Don't bully me on my own podcast.
I think the answer to your question of who is it around me that drops truth bombs, girls the TV show.
Wow.
I get those are my really, this is one of those shows that really like it'll say something, I'll go like, wow, that was like really beautiful. Or I'll be like, wow, that's so true.
Damn.
That's an important insight. I actually would say
your girls. Journal today is girls quotes. And you're like, you're going to look back when you're 35.
You're like, is this Lena Dunham?
Yeah. Was this Lena or me?
No, that really is a true. Mm-hmm. We'll talk after. But it really there's a lot too, of yeah. There's a lot of cases where people are saying exact same thing she said.
Literally.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Place of a generation. Kira, if people are pilled on you, where can they find you?
At Super Kira on everything. Kira,
email too.
Yeah.
Send an email.
No, don't. Kira is spelled K-E-A-R-A.
Guys, don't email her unless it's something good.
Don't email me, please.
Or send an email.
We'll be back next week for the finale. Is that true?
This is season one.
And I'm kidding.
The penultimate.
Whoa. I've never said that word ever.
Was it?
Thank
did it feel
you.
Good?
Thank you. Wait, that just did something.
Yeah.
Literally, she knows more about the show than we do. You should have a podcast.
We invite on experts. All right. Bye, guys. Have an amazing week. Wait, rate and review us if you can. Okay, bye.
That was so cool.